It's bonus time here on the Gill Connections podcast. In an effort to increase communication, empathy, and understanding around the country, we're going to be running a new episode every day, interviewing a coach, a high school coach from every state, and yes, even you, Washington, D.C., with explaining how the state qualifying system works in their state. We'll be talking with a local state expert on how many classes, private versus public schools, what events, and what is the process? Is it areas, districts, regionals, state meet? Is it a descending order list? Are there fun things that you do a little differently? Like maybe you, I don't know, maybe you do double points for relays. Looking at you, Texas. And then we're also going to get to the bottom of, is it the state meet or do you qualify for states? So check us out every day here in April and May of 2024 as we run through each state with a local state expert. So let's get started right now. All right, here we go. We continue to travel the country and in search of every outdoor state meet and how they accomplish that and get to their athletes into the state meet. We are having a blast. I hope you've been following us from the beginning. We're going Alabama all the way through Wyoming, all 51, including you, Washington, D.C. And today, I'm super excited to have Mr. O'Shea Davenport from Spartanburg High School in the great state of South Carolina. O'Shea, thanks for being here today, man.
Thank you for inviting me.
Hey, you know, as we continue to do this, this type of series, which I think is going to be, and hopefully by now in South Carolina, we'll know because we'll have, you know, over half of our states done, doesn't happen without servant leaders like yourself stepping up. I mean, this is a, you're representing the whole state. You know, if you say something wrong, all the coaches from South Carolina could be like, okay, that's not how we do it. What are you talking about? So I'm just so grateful that you'd step up and show leadership to join us on this really, really important, valuable series that we're working through. So thank you so much, man.
Very grateful for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Well, let's get to know you a little bit better here, O'Shea. Why don't you give us a 30-second, 30,000-foot level, who you are, why should someone in Washington be listening to you for the state of South Carolina? Give yourself some street cred, my friend.
All right. This is my 6-year coaching on the high school level. Originally, I went to Charleston Southern University. I did a volunteer year out there. And then after that, I just kind of realized that coaching was something that I loved and something that I still wanted to be a part of. So then I got involved in Charleston at Fort Dorchester before moving back to my alma mater at Spartanburg High School. So now it feels good to give back to a program that kind of gave everything to me, where I met a lot of great friends from great mentors and everything. So I really respect South Carolina track. And, you know, my goal with other coaches is to help elevate track and field in South Carolina to where it's respected amongst the United States as a state to get recruited by.
Well, there are, I'm going to say a handful. There's a handful that I know of. I know there's certainly way many more South Carolina coaches that are really doing exactly what you're saying. You're in that handful, O'Shea, of you know, South Carolina, the small state, so maybe kind of gets overlooked in some of our other states. But boy, I tell you what, at least on Twitter, I see a lot of things going on in South Carolina, including some amazing meets. And of course, you coaches are putting out some amazing athletes. So you guys are at least starting off correctly and helping build up South Carolina high school track and field. All right, my man, let's get into it. Let's learn about the great state of South Carolina. O'Shea, we're learning not many, but some states, they have a separate organizing body for private schools and a separate one for public schools. The private schools go on to their own state meet. Public schools go on over here to their own state meet. More common, public schools and private schools are competing together, all after the same mission of the same state meet. What are we doing in South Carolina, public and private schools?
It kind of just depends. Our private schools, they do have their own lead, SCISA, SEISA, that they can be in. But I know like a lot of charter schools and stuff in private schools, they are a part of the South Carolina High School League. So they do participate in our state championships, our state qualifiers, everything that a general public school does, the private schools, they can take part in that as well. Awesome. So it's not really like a separate thing unless they choose to do that.
Got it. Perfect. Okay. Let's talk about how we chop up our different divisions here in South Carolina. Some people call them divisions, classes. How many, I'm going to call it classes, you correct me. How many classes are we doing in South Carolina?
Currently we have 1A to 5A.
And is that, so it's, so you call it 1A, 2A, 3A, that correct. Kind of thing?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And which one is the larger enrollment? Is that one or five?
5A is the larger enrollment.
Got it. Okay. So every year, five boys teams are going to earn a state championship title and five girls teams are going to win a state championship title.
Correct.
Perfect. All right. Let's talk about how we do that. All around the country, the first round is called regionals, sectionals, areas, divisionals, all these different names. What's the name of the first round in South Carolina?
It's regions.
We got regions. And do we have another round or is the next meet the state meet?
The next meet is the state qualifiers and then it's the state meet.
Okay. So we've got a three system here. We've got regions, state qualifier, and then state.
Yes, but our state qualifier is split up between upper and lower state too.
Okay, we'll get to that one first. Let's keep going with regions here. So how do I enter my kids into regions? And so what I mean by that is, do I only get three per event? Is there a qualifying time that can get me, you know, four or five of kids if they qualify? How do I enter into regions?
So every school gets four athletes that they can enter into regions. That's regardless of time or anything, just whoever your top four kids are. You just enter them into the regional meet and that's who competes.
So four per event. So if I have five stud quarter milers, my fifth one needs to figure out the 200 or the 800 or relay or some other event. There's no possible way to get a fifth person into regions.
Correct.
Got it. Okay. Now, once I get to regions, sounds like I my goal is to get to the state qualifying meet. What do I got to do at regions to get there?
So from region, they take the top four from every region. They auto qualify. And then recently in the last 2 years, we've added eight bids. So the next top eight after those top four. So I guess right now there's 32 athletes and they take eight more to make it 40.
So top four, I'm secure. I am going on to next week to the state qualifier. Yes. And then they take all these regions results, put them together kind of in a descending order list. And the top eight that did not qualify in the auto, they also move on to the next week's state qualifying.
Correct.
Awesome. Okay. So I did it. I got regions. I either got top four or I was one of the top eight in each event that did not qualify. I go on to state qualifying. What do I got to do there to go to the big dance in a week?
So from there, we have upper and lower state. So what they do first is the top four from each, they automatically qualify and then they combine the results again and then they take eight. So in our state meets, there are 16 athletes in two heats.
So you kind of do a you call it upper and lower state. So you divide the state kind of in two for your state qualifying meet, you call it.
Correct.
And then there I have very similar to my regions. I've got top four. So if I make top four in the event, perfect. You're going on to the state meet. And then I take all the rest of those results, put them in a descending order list, and I have eight bids again that get to go on.
Correct.
I like that. That's cool. One of the main concerns we're hearing from coaches around the country is how do we get the best kids to the state meet, regardless of where they happen to live? You know, they didn't choose what region to live in, and everybody else who's fast also chose to live there. So how do we still get them state? Cool. All right. Well, we've got it. We this is really awesome. Regions, top four plus eight auto qualifier bids. State qualifying, same thing. Top four plus eight bids going to the state meet. Let's talk about the state meet. We've got 10 state meets going on, five boys and five girls. Are we doing all of them in the same weekend at the same venue? Tell us about that venue. How many days is the meet? Talk to us about the state meet.
So recently it changed to where they used two venues. They used Spring Valley High School and Lower Richland High School. Generally the days flop based on the previous year. So if somebody was Friday 1 year, they'll be like Saturday the next year. And then they do one A may go in the morning, then the other A may go in like the afternoon session. And it's a 2 day meet. So it just kind of depends on where you get kind of stuck at on that weekend type of thing to figure out the 2 days that you go. But it's normally opposite of before.
Perfect. So we're going to flip flop the actual schedule, and that schedule is two different venues. So are we doing one, two, and three at one venue and four and five at the other?
That's what happened this year. But they may swap because it was the first year I think they've done it. At two different venues. So it may swap. It just kind of depends on what our governing body like kind of decides and stuff like that.
Got it. And let's use the example of 1, 2, and 3 at one venue. Did I hear you say, so it's a 2-day meet, Friday and Saturday. Did I hear you say they do all the 1A of, when I mean all the scheduled events for Friday? We know they're not doing all the events. Maybe they're doing a couple field events, maybe some prelims, maybe a distance event. And then they do all finals on the Friday, on the Saturday. Are they doing all 1A back to back to back, and then 2A back to back to back, and then 3A, or are they mixing it? Meaning the 100 meter dash is scheduled at noon, and it's going to be the 1A girls, 2A girls, 3A girls, hundreds, and then 1A boys, 2A boy, 3A boys, 100. Are they combining them or keeping them separate state meets?
They're separate, and so it used to be like that, to where they might have ran them both back to back. But now it's actually a 1-day meet that they're debating going back to 2 days. Originally we did a 2-day meet where it was like 4x8 in field events and then sprint events, but now they just run everything on 1 day since it's not that many kids at the state meet.
Got it.
They just run straight through it.
So they're running Friday all 1A. Someone is going to be a state champion team at the end of Friday, and then let's say the 3A is on Saturday. At the end of Saturday, the 1A has already been crowned on Friday. It'll be just the 3A or the 2A, depending on where they put those individuals. Okay, got it. Perfect. Love that. All right. Some states, we're learning a lot of states actually, are adding some type of adaptive, unified wheelchair type events to their state meet series. Anything like that right now in South Carolina?
I haven't heard about them adding it to the state meet. I know that we've recently started discussing about it. Just recently, I think a coach from Burns, we use Sports U for the whole state of South Carolina. So all the track coaches in South Carolina is one app where everything is located. Like if somebody wants to have a meet, anything like that, we all can kind of see what's going on in the state. So it's a nice collaborative app. And I know a coach from Burns, he posted about, coaches who are interested in it, to please reach out to him. So I think right now they're in the process of coming up with different ways for that and stuff like that.
You know, one of the major reasons we took on this, really gargantuan, to schedule 51 coaches, that's hard, by the way. They're all high school coaches too. They're all teachers and family members. That's so tough. So, but one of the major reasons we started this was to increase conversation amongst states. You just said something that I think maybe I want to make sure other states hear. Say the name of that app that, so all South Carolina coaches, is it just track? Is it all sports? But you seem to have like a dedicated app that you can communicate with a coach across the state to collaborate and ideas and things like that.
Yeah, so it's called Sports U. Right now it's track and cross country coaches that are in the app. Like let's say if we are hosting a meet, we can say these are our meet days. They can post it. If someone's looking for a coach, they can post that in there. Wow. Any big meet like state, they post a qualifier. So it's just one big app where we can kind of communicate and everything. So it's extremely helpful.
Sports U, like sports and the letter U, or sports U and Y-O-U? So sports, the letter U. So if someone were to
sports Y-O-U.
Sports Y-O-U. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if someone wanted to go and kind of just check it out and see if they could maybe bring it to their state, they can go. It's an app. You can go look at the app and sports Y-O-U. Perfect. That's awesome, man. That's good value there. All right, O'Shea, so we've got, I'm going to use what event should I use? I tend to stick to the same events. I want to go to a different event this time. We've got 5 different pole vault boy state championships because we have 5 classes and we have 5 girls pole vault state champions. Some states, whether it's officially through their athletic association or unofficially through a coaches association, or sometimes it's just a group of coaches that get together to do this, they'll invite the top 1 or 2, 3 per event for each class, bring them all together and find out, air quotes here, who the true state champion is, a meet of champions, if you will. Anything like that going on right now?
The biggest thing I think we kind of have to a meet of champions, it's called our Coaches Classic Elite Meet.
Okay.
So let's say early in March, there are different districts, I guess. Whatever district you're assigned to, your school goes to. From there, they take the top 16 results from all combined. And those top 16 kids go from a Coaches Classic Qualifier to Coaches Classic Elite. And that's regardless of classification and all that. So that's kind of the closest thing to that we have. So I guess it's kind of like the pre-state meet. before the state meet, but it's everyone from every classification that participates in that meet.
Do you do a team aspect to that as well, or is it all individual on that one?
It's all individual.
Yeah, that's cool. I love that. All right, let's talk about the events that you're doing there in South Carolina. We'll go kind of group by group. We can assume you're doing the 1, 2, 4, and the 8 for the boys and girls.
Correct.
Are we doing in these next two events? Are we doing the 1632, the mile, 2 mile, the 15, 3000? What are we doing in the next two there?
1632.
That's the most common. We've got the 110 high hurdles for boys, 100 high hurdles for girls.
Yep.
All right, we're doing the 300 hurdles.
We do 400 hurdles.
That's why I said that with a question mark. 400 hurdles. How long? And, you know, I'm not going to pin you down to a specific date, but is that relatively new? Has that been as far as you can remember?
As far as I remember, I ran in 2011 and we did 400 hurdles. So I would say probably mid 2000, early 2000, maybe off the top of my head.
I love it. We've got a few states out there. I love that. All right, let's talk about relays. We know you're doing the 4x1 and 4x4 because if you weren't doing those two relays, you wouldn't be doing track and field and you wouldn't be on this podcast. What other relays might we be doing?
We have the 4x8.
4x8. No sprint medley, 4x2, anything like that. 4x1, 4x4, and 4x8.
Yep.
Got it.
Just three relays.
Three relays. Yep, got it. Let's go to our field events. Long jump and triple jump for boys and girls?
Yes.
Awesome. Shot put and discus, boys and girls?
Yep.
Pole vault and high jump, boys and girls?
Correct.
Anything else? Hammer, javelin, steeple, multis?
We just added javelin like a couple years ago. So 2 or 3 years ago, it became an official event.
Love that. Love South Carolina. You know, this South Carolina is a great poster child, if you will, for other states that are thinking about adding javelin, and they have this excuse and this excuse and this excuse. Yes. South Carolina coaches found a way. Idaho's adding. Again, if you've been watching, listening to our whole series, you've heard all these states that have added. There's been a lot of states that have been adding. Great job to South Carolina coaches for adding the javelin. Way to give more opportunity for your kids for the next level there. Awesome job to all of you out there. So like that meet of champions, some states with these not official state meet events will do an unofficial state meet a week or two later in the multis, the hammer, et cetera. Anything like that that you're aware of?
We don't have anything like that, but we do have, I guess we have a growing AAU USATF scene. So mm-hmm. A lot of times after the state meet, one of those teams try to host a meet like that to where kids can do multis and stuff like that.
Awesome. Love it. O'Shea, before we get to a couple of fun questions, anything else that we should know that's uniquely South Carolina for outdoor track and field? You double your relay points. You run the 4x4 at midnight because that's some reason a South Carolina tradition. I don't know. You only score 6 at the state meet. Anything unique that we should be aware of that I didn't ask?
I don't think we do anything unique. I think it's pretty standard to the standard scoring system. We don't have any outlandish like relays like 4x2 or sprint mid or DMR. I think the craziest thing we do is 400 hurdles.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Other than that, I mean, it's pretty straightforward like any other meet. No double points, none of that nature.
None of those shenanigans.
No.
Awesome. Great, great. All right. Hey, so help us settle a debate here, O'Shea. You know, at least in your area, your culture, your bus going to the track meet, when you talk about the state meet, do your kids qualify just for the state meet? How do you say this? Help us with this debate here.
Oh, it just kind of depends on the mood I'm in, I guess. Like, I might say, like, you got to qualify for the state meet if I'm, like, talking to the kids. But I guess if it's more of, like, a motivation thing, I'm not, like, you're trying to get to the state meet. I'm, like, we're trying to get the state. When we get the state, we have to compete. But probably talking to, like, just a general conversation, I'm like, the state meet is next week. But if I'm, like, trying to motivate them, hype them up, I'm like, hey, we got to get the state. We got to handle this, and this before we get there. You know, state is our ultimate goal. So in the case of hyping, I guess in a unprofessional term, I say state. But if I'm being more formal about it, I say state meet.
Now, I gave you 3 options. I just want to make sure because someone is keeping track of all these states. I just know that. Yeah. Okay, that's what I want to clarify. I heard state. I heard state meet. I did not hear states with an S there.
Yes, I don't say states at
Love
all.
it,
I don't
love it,
hear
love
that
it.
one that much.
All right, O'Shea, you've done a great job helping us learn more about the outdoor state meet series there in South Carolina. You win the prize, my friend. You win the magic wand. If you could change one thing, and only one thing, my friend, that you think would help elevate the experience of outdoor high school track there in South Carolina, it could be adding an event. It could be the state meet goes to a 4-day meet. I don't know. You tell me, what would be that one thing that you might change?
I think just me in general, it would be the culture of track and field outside of track and field, if that makes sense. Like when someone from the outside is talking about track, I guess if it was like more celebrated, more respected, to make our kids feel more proud of what they're doing and their accomplishments, because it's not easy making it to that state meet. So just making them feel, you know, proud, like, you know, I did this. I worked hard for this. You know, it's like catching that touchdown and to win a game. Like, you know, it's that important when the school jumps up and cheer for them. So just know that they're backed and that they have the support from their peers, from people that they look up to within the school. So I guess just the culture of track and field, if I could change that to where, you know, those stands are packed. You know, those kids are being championed, and, you know, they love track and field, and they understand how it has like changed their life because so many people support them in it and everything. So I think that would be the only thing.
I can honestly say all of us at Gill Athletics would 100% co-sign on that. That's exactly right. That's what we do, uplifting our coaches who do the uplifting of our athletes. That might be easily my most favorite magic wand answer right there. I think that's exactly right. Culture is hard to change, but you know what? And I know you know this, O'Shea, as a leader yourself, it starts with you and your community and the community of coaches that you have there in the state of South Carolina. And I believe if anybody can do it, you guys certainly can. You guys are leaders along the way. So I expect to see more of that from you guys there in the great state of South Carolina. I love that. That's very good.
Thank you.
O'Shea, thank you so much, man. This has been awesome. You know, as we continue to go all 51, including you, Washington, D.C., it's just absolutely thrilling to see the differences. Love that you do the 400 hurdles. Love that you do the javelin. And I love that you have every excuse not to do those events. And yet you leaders out there do it. So I love that very much. So thanks for being here today for us, O'Shea. And thanks for you guys listening. If you haven't caught up, go back. Starts with Alabama, going all the way to Wyoming, all 51, including D.C. I hope you're enjoying this as much as I am. See you guys tomorrow, everybody.